إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة في الدين بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. عباد الله، اتقوا الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في بدء سورة إبراهيم بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ألف لام را، كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور، بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. وعن أبي هريرة أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر مثل أجور من تبعه، لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا، ومن دعا إلى ضلالة كان عليه من الإثم مثل آثام من تبعه، لا ينقص ذلك من آثامهم شيئا. صدق الله وصدق رسوله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, I will shed some light on the importance, objective, and merits of da'wah. It is an established fact that da'wah is a religious obligation incumbent upon all able, mukallaf, responsible Muslims, males and females alike. Da'wah is a means to an end. Fulfilling a religious obligation brings pleasure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the proper intention, one may reap the many blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in both worlds. The work of da'wah is very extensive and prophetic in nature. All prophets of Allah shared one universal message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anbiya, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. We never sent a messenger before you except that we reveal to him that there is no God except me. So worship me, so obey me. It was the call of all of God's prophets to invite their people to this very same message. Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, Hud, who was sent to the people of Ad, and Salih, who was sent to the people of Thamud, Shu'aib, who was sent to the people of Madian, and all the other prophets shared the same message. Ya qawmi abudullah ma lakum min ilahin ghayruh. O my people, worship Allah, you have no other gods besides Him. Surah An-Nahl explains, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. And we sent a messenger to every community with the command, proclaiming, worship God and shun false gods. اجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. Unlike his predecessors who called out, my people, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seal of God's prophets and messengers, called out to the entire humankind, O people, ya ayyuhan nasu, ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O people, O mankind, the very same message, ubudu rabbakum, make ibadah to your Lord, submit to your Lord, worship your Lord, obey your Lord, the one who created you and those who came before you, so you may be saved from the torment of the hellfire. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you may preserve yourselves on the day of judgment. After Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is we who by extension are commissioned to continue this legacy of conveying the very same message to humanity at large. You have no other gods besides Allah. Now it is we who to proclaim, Ya ayyuhan nasu, ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Being prophetic in nature, the very objective of the messengers of Allah, as foretold in Surah Al-Hadid, is to establish and abide by justice. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. Indeed, we had been sending our messengers with the clear proofs, clear evidences, the miracles, and we have sent with them the book, the law, and also the mizan, the balance, so that men may abide by justice, so that men may uphold justice. Therefore, we must keep in mind and never lose sight of our higher aim and objective, and that is to establish justice. أَنْ أَقِيمُ الدِّينِ. Actually, this is not a new concept. According to the Christian Lord's Prayer, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. This is in Matthew. This is what the Christians pray. Thy kingdom come. What does it mean? According to their commentaries, means we pray, we are to pray that God will hasten Christ's return to establish the literal kingdom of God on this earth. In other words, to establish the very purpose messengers of God were sent for, justice, لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ, so that men may uphold justice. We, Muslims, believe that Jesus, alayhi salam, will return to establish justice on earth. However, that does not mean that we are absolved from the responsibility of preaching and promoting the divine principles of an ideal social system, the concepts of justice, and the book, final scripture, the Quran, by which Jesus is going to rule with. This is the higher aim and objective of da'wah. O you who believe, stand up for justice, witnesses to Allah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kunu qawwamina bilqisti shuhada'a lillah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada'a bilqisti. O you who believe, stand firmly for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, witnesses to justice. So we seek to promote and establish God's justice, God's kingdom. A kingdom that will yield peace, joy, and prosperity. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ Whoever follows my guidance, Allah said, there shall be no fear upon them, no anxiety, no khawf, no huzn. In other words, they will enjoy happiness from every direction. That can only happen when we uphold the book of Allah, when we establish the divine law. Otherwise, to what use is the Quran? What purpose does it serve? We might as well be like those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in Surah Al-Jum'ah. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا The parable, the example of those who were entrusted to uphold, to establish the Torah, but they have failed to establish it, is like a donkey carrying a heap of books. To what use? The entire world is engulfed with tragedies and miseries. Who can explain why? I would love to invite sociologists, psychologists, social scientists from the topmost universities, Harvard, Oxford, etc., to analyze for us why this misery, why these tragedies. It would be interesting to hear what they have to say. But you know, it doesn't matter what they say, you and I know very well the very reason for the tragedies and miseries in the world is due to turning away from the divine guidance, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى In Surah Taha, this is another place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever receives guidance and follows that guidance will never go astray, nor will be miserable. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى And whoever turns away from my remembrance, whoever turns away from my guidance, in other words, shall have a very miserable life. And on the day of judgment, we will assemble him blind. We turned a blind eye on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the world under God's rule. Let us commit ourselves now to do God's will. This commitment includes establishing the deen of Allah on ourselves and living according to the laws of God's final sharia now while proclaiming God's message of hope to the world. We must spread what we consider to be of benefit to humanity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, none of you will have faith until he wishes for his brother what he likes for himself. Therefore, the main objective of da'wah is to discharge one's responsibility, delivering the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to invite humankind to the truth. This will inevitably result in resistance. The biggest resistance today is coming from Islamophobes and anti-Sharia movements, attacks on Islam, the Quran, and on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are very painful to the believers. We as conscious believers need to endure the pain without resorting to violent reaction or tit-for-tat revenge. We must be proactive and propagate the truth to the full extent permissible by our constitution under the freedom of speech and freedom of religion clauses. We have a great opportunity to bring awareness to the people residing in this country of what the Quran teaches and what Islam is all about. It's not a choice, rather it is a responsibility. Just as we have been told that we have been raised to serve humanity in a similar fashion. In other words, the ayah from Surah Ali Imran, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. In a similar fashion, we have been informed that He subhanahu wa ta'ala made us a just and balanced ummah for the purpose of bearing witness over mankind. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Thus we have made you, O believers, a just, balanced community, ummah, so that you may bear witness to the truth before others and so that the messenger may bear witness over you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this praise brings out the superiority of the Muslim ummah over the traditional communities. And according to Abu Sa'id al-Khuduri, radiyallahu anhu, the word wasat means just in the sense of being the best. Therefore, the objective of da'wah is to become witnesses over humanity. The same concept is articulated in Surah Al-Hajj, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentions why we were selected for this task of da'wah while struggling to promote and uphold the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were selected to bear witness over humanity. وَافْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَفِي هَذَا لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. And if you omit that subordinate clause, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ, we may read the ayah, وَافْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Do good to others. Go invite them to the truth. This is the best good you can do to humanity. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ. Struggle in the path of Allah, as is His due, as what is due to Him. Struggle to establish Him here on earth. Struggle for His sovereignty. حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ. هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ. He selected you. Now if we omit the subordinate clause, we know why we were selected. لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. So that the messenger becomes a witness over you and you become witnesses over mankind. So the ayah becomes clear. If we, for the purpose of understanding, just understand that we were selected for that purpose, then we serve no other purpose other than worshipping Allah and doing da'wah fi sabilillah so that we may be witnesses over humanity. Now the objective is clear. Another reason to engage in da'wah is so that there will be no hujjah, no argument or proof against us on the day of judgment. Just as messengers were sent so that people cannot plead ignorant on the day of judgment and say, no one was sent to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said in Surah An-Nisa, رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. We always sent messengers to give good news as well as warning. But what for? What's the purpose? لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ. So that mankind, after the coming of the messengers, should have no plea against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that no one can have an excuse before Allah, no argument against Allah. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. For Allah is exalted in power, wise. As a matter of fact, not only will we be witnessing for or against the people of our time, we will take the stand and witness against people of past nations. The people of Ad, the people of Thamud, the people of Lut, the people of Nuh, alayhim salatu wasalam ajma'in. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abi Sa'id al-Khuduri, He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nuh and his nation will come on the day of resurrection and will ask, Allah will ask, did you convey the message? And he will reply, yes, O my Lord. Then Allah will ask Noah's nation, did Noah convey the message to you? They will reply, flat no. No prophet came to us. Then Allah will ask Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, who will stand as a witness for you? He will reply, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his followers will stand witness for me. So this is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, and my followers will stand as witnesses for him that he conveyed Allah's message. And then the ayah was revealed, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Although we were not present at the time when Nuh preached to his people for 950 years, we know of this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, and we are witnesses to the truth. The people of Nuh will then have no excuse before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, people should have no excuse against us. What a terrible thing if we were to be sued on the day of judgment for failing to uphold our duty. It is a possibility. People who lived next door to us, who worked with us, who went to college with us and never heard of Islam, while knowing that we Muslims were amongst them, but we never mentioned Islam or bothered to preach Allah's word to them. All they have to say is, Muhammad, Abdullah, Ali never told me about Islam, never invited me to Islam. The blame is not on them, rather on the messenger. The blame will be on us if we consider ourselves to be the messenger of the final messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how do you think the Prophet felt when this realization occurred to him? Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reported, he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, recite the Quran to me. I said, O Messenger of Allah, how can I recite the Quran to someone whom the Quran was revealed to? Then the Messenger of Allah said, I love to hear it recited by others. So I recited to him a portion from Surah An-Nisa. And when I came to this ayah, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. How will it be then when we bring forth from every nation a witness and we bring you, O Muhammad, a witness against those, meaning his people? And by that time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had enough. He said, stop, enough, enough. And as the companion Abdullah ibn Mas'ud turned toward him, he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam shedding tears. He was crying. Why? Because he felt for his people. He cared for them. And he tried to do whatever he could to convey the message to save them from falling in the hellfire. The main purpose of da'wah is to guide people to the straight path and take them, by Allah's permission, from darkness to light and from Allah's punishment in this life and the next. Alif Lam Ra, Kitabun Anzalnahu Ilayka Litukhrija An-Nasa Mina Adh-Dhulumati Ila An-Nuri Bi-Idhni Rabbihim Ila Sirati Al-Aziz Al-Hamid. A book we had sent to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to take out the people, humanity, from the depths of darkness into light by the permission of the Lord to the path that leads to the straight path, the path of Al-Aziz, the Almighty, all praise. Basically, our efforts should be, according to the words of Rabi ibn Amr, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to take people from the bondage of other people to the servitude of Allah alone, and from the narrowness of this life and its misery to its spaciousness and its felicity and from the corrupt systems and social orders to the justice of Islam. That should be the motive. That should be the criteria of da'wah. The duty of da'wah is indeed an amana, a trust. By not conveying the message means we are concealing the truth. Hiding the knowledge is tantamount to having Allah invoke His curse on us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, verily, those who conceal the clear proofs, evidences, and the guidance which we have sent down after we have made it clear for the people in the book, they are the ones cursed by Allah and cursed by the cursers. Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من كتم علما مما ينفع الله به في أمر الناس في الدين ألجمه الله يوم القيامة بلجام من النار. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever conceals knowledge which Allah has made beneficial for mankind, for mankind's affair of religion, Allah will brand him with the stamp of fire on the day of resurrection. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and save us from the fire of hell. Allahumma ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ثم أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, one must keep in mind there is no certainty that da'wah work would yield the desired result. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam preached for 950 years and to no avail. His efforts have not gone in vain. He will be rewarded for his great efforts. He did all he could using the techniques to influence his people to submit and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, the Almighty, but to no avail. The beautiful preaching fell on deaf ears. Astonishingly, his own wife and son died as unbeliever. Just as Nuh alayhi salam was determined to keep his pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and continue preaching, the da'i, the caller, the preacher must have a firm resolve, determination, and be willing to sacrifice for the cause of Allah and never give up nor give in, no matter what the circumstances are and how severe the persecution might be. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah is a great example for all of us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it very clear from the very beginning when they tried to persuade him, Quraysh that is, the mushrikeen, the polytheists, when they tried to persuade him to abandon his mission, he told his uncle to tell them, O my uncle, by God, if they put the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left hand, on condition that I abandon this mission, I would not abandon it until God has made me victorious or I perish therein. So therefore, an organized, disciplined, determined jama'ah group is necessary for this prophetic task. And the incentives of da'wah. Da'wah has great rewards. This hadith عن أبي هريرة explains, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر مثل أجور من تبعه لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever guides someone towards good, towards guidance, he will receive the reward of the one who acts upon it. So if you guide someone to Islam, for example, everything they do, you will be getting their rewards without diminishing any of their rewards. And the opposite is true. ومن دعا إلى ضلالة كان عليه من الإثم مثل آثام من تبعه لا ينقص ذلك من آثامهم شيئا. And whoever calls to dalala, misguidance, and there are lots of people who are calling to misguidance. Now for them, anyone who follows those people, the sins other people are committing due to their da'wah will be on them as well. They will be getting their sins without diminishing the sins of those people who committed them. We have another hadith that gives us a great incentive and motivate us to do da'wah. This hadith, عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed Ali رضي الله عنه, فوالله لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من أن يكون لك حمر النعم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Ali, I swear by Allah, if Allah were to guide only one through you, رجلا واحدا, it is better for you than all those red camels. Red camels were considered to be very, very luxurious and very, very expensive. So you can imagine the rewards one may receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by just committing to the work. Your rewards are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will not make your works go to waste. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to learn more about our great deen and convey it in the most sincere way. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allah malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أعنا على إقامة دينك وإعلاء كلمتك, وارحمنا برحمتك الواسع يا أرحم الراحمين. وصل اللهم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وأقم الصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم الله.